and welcome to Listen, the beginning of your new Success in You sequence called Listen, Learn, and Live. We suggest listening repeatedly, absorbing this wealth of information, making notes, and enjoying these nuggets of reflective anecdotes that just about every person can relate to. Now introducing Success is a Decision by internationally best-selling author and speaker, Tim Connor.
Achieving sustained success is not all that complicated unless we choose to make it so. Success is truly a decision. For many, the benefits of success are elusive. These people struggle, search, and try year after year to create a life filled with financial security, nurturing relationships, and a sense of purpose and meaning. Others appear to effortlessly achieve greatness, independence, and happiness as they travel through the days of their lives. What are the differences between these two groups? Is it luck? A favorable early environment, good fortune, the right context, hard work, a powerful will to succeed, education, good looks, charm, or some other measurable qualities. As a fellow traveler in search of success for over 40 years, I do not claim to have the answer or the answers to your quest. I don't know the secrets, if there are any secrets to success. I have learned, however, that there are certain attitudes, actions, beliefs, and philosophies that, when embraced and followed, ultimately lead to the higher ground. Today we will cover what I believe are the 12 traits that successful people, regardless of age, gender, profession, educational status, or however you would choose to define success, embrace and have mastered. It doesn't matter whether you are a business leader, teacher, florist, artist, or in any other 1,000 other roles or professions in life. If you want rewarding and enduring success, you must embrace and must master each of the 12 qualities covered. Keep in mind, this is not a treatise, and its intent is not to give you all the answers to the 12 areas. Its purpose is to help you cultivate the awareness and then develop the desire to take the next step, to learn where and how to develop and master each trait. I don't believe that success hinges on any single one of the qualities that follow or those that I have chosen to leave out. Success is not guaranteed to every human who walks the planet. However, the potential for success is bequeathed to each of us at birth. Success isn't an accident or the result of believing that life owes it to you. Success isn't power, fame, wealth, prosperity, happiness, or independence. Success, once gained, has no guarantee that it will be maintained indefinitely in any recognizable or anticipated form. If success is lost, it is not destined to elude us forever. Success for everyone, in the end, is a decision to act rather than wait, a decision to learn rather than remain ignorant, a decision to live with passion rather than with apathy, and a decision to hope rather than despair. Yes, there are many other decisions made each day, year after year, and when all is said and done and your life has come to an end, it will be your decisions that will have determined your life outcomes. Successful people succeed because they do the things necessary for success. Failures want the same success outcomes and rewards, but they either don't know what traits to develop or they refuse or fail to develop them while on their life journey. Many people, when attempting to excuse themselves from the personal responsibility of a successful life, do so by blaming others, their background, or circumstances. Life is a neutral concept. It responds to a person's beliefs, commitments, expectations, effort, attitudes, and actions. It always gives us what we unconsciously desire, deserve, and ask for. Life is not selective. It doesn't pick on some people while showering others with innumerable gifts and benefits. It's a perfect example of cause and effect in the ebb and flow of life. Life isn't fair. It isn't unfair. It just is. In the end, people who want to succeed do, because they take the time and energy to develop the required characteristics and attitudes. Their success, however, may not resemble their early picture of what they thought their success would look like when they embarked on their journey. Most people who fail subconsciously want to fail. Oh, they may say they want success and its trappings, but in reality they do not believe in their hearts that they deserve it or will ever achieve it. We are all magnets. We attract into our experience and life whatever is consistent with our inner beliefs, values, thoughts, expectations, and desires. So let's continue on your journey to sustained and rewarding success. After you complete your first review of the material, I suggest that you take some time and write down some of your personal reflections as a result of the material covered.